Starting out the studio of aerospace science, lots of research about aerospace science. It begins by bringing the Mishnah from Daf Yud Aleph. The Meya Aimer, Eichel Kol Chamesh Nisaf in the Tzivat Sheis. You're about to eat Chamesh the fifth hour, and the fifth hour is the hour that you have to burn it. So Yud Aimer, Eichel Kol Arba. You're only allowed to eat until the end of the fourth hour. The Tzaylin Kol Chamesh, but the Tzaylin means hang it, hang the following one. They don't need to hang. So Rashi says, why do you need to hang it? That means you're not allowed to eat it. A white sarsin, what does that mean, white sarsin? That means you're not allowed to burn it. Right? You have no chiyuv to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it. You have no chiyuv to burn it. Kol chamesh, so what do you do with it? So Rashi says, it's mukhe b'hanah. You feed the dog to a guy, you feed it to your animal. The whole fifth hour. And starts with Tzivat Sheis. The Rambam types his Tzaylin different than Rashi. The Rambam Tzaylin sounds like it's something that's like a hanging. It's not, he says Tzaylin means that if you have Chamesh shall Hegdish, or Chamesh shall Shulma, which normally is an Isser to destroy Chamesh and Shulma. So the Hegdish and Truma. So you're only allowed to burn the Chametz of Hegdish and Truma only in the fifth hour. In the fifth hour, you're not allowed to burn it. Like Darcy, you talk it's us to burn it in the fifth hour. Normal Chametz that you happen to have in your house, you're allowed to burn in the fifth hour. Mm-hmm. But Chametz that shall Hegdish and shall Truma, then it's us to burn during the fifth hour. So that's how the Rambam types his Tzaylin. It refers specifically to Chamesh Shel Hegdish Shel Truma, and talk about halach is you're not allowed to eat it and you're not allowed to burn it. You have to wait until the fifth hour in order to burn it. The Brisker Rav, that's the Tasha on the Rambam. The Brisker Rav is printed in the Gvach Al HaRambam, Gvach Al HaShav. The Brisker Rav asks that why can't you burn the Chametz in the fifth hour? If it's shall Hegdish. By Chametz of Hegdish or Truma, you're only allowed to eat it until the end of the fourth hour. So you understand, you can't burn it until the end of the fourth hour if you're looking to eat it. Hegdish and Truma, you're looking to eat. Until the end of the fourth hour, I understand you're not allowed to burn it because you could eat it. But in the fifth hour, why aren't you allowed to burn it? What are you going to tell me? That's what the Francis in mind, that's the burning of the rice. Why shouldn't you, well here, let's borrow, why should you not be allowed to burn it in the fifth hour? What? First you have to answer me, which you should be answering, is in the fifth hour, it's still much about not. You can destroy Hegdish, it's still much about not. So the reason you can't destroy it is much about not, it's like the butcher up. Not true, it's not Mutabana. Takaf is the Chamid, it's Mutabana on the fifth hour. But the halachi is that Basar of Hegdish, you're only allowed to eat. You can't feed it to your animals. You can't sell it to a gun. You can't use it for anything. Basar Chamid Hegdish, or Basar Hegdish, only Mutabakhila anyway. So why does the fifth hour help by Chamid Shem Hegdish? The fifth hour is the hour which is Mutabana. But Rabbi Hegdish might not mean that it's much of a hanah. Lemaisa, there's no hanah that you're allowed to have from Hegdish anyway. Hegdish is only much of a hanah. So why is the fifth hour any different than the sixth hour by Hegdish? Rambam says that the fifth hour you're not allowed to burn it. Tell you, you're not allowed to burn it. And the sixth hour you're allowed to burn it. So he says it's a pella. What's the difference, sixth hour, Megabe Hegdish, Hamishal Hegdish? The fifth hour, exactly the same. There's nothing you can do with it. You can't have enough of it, so you should be allowed to burn it. No. Normally, you're not allowed to burn Hegdish, but you have to eat it. The parents said, once the person can't eat it, so why don't you burn it right away? Why don't you burn it? The opposite of that. So the Brisker Rav learns up the Rambam. This is true. Something I mentioned in passing last night. The Brisker Rav says that there's a difference between Chomish in the fifth hour and Chomish in the sixth hour. Chomish in the sixth hour, and you already have to burn it with Rabbanon, that has what he calls a Shem Chomish. It has a Shem Yisra Chomish. It's a Chesed Shalitza in the sixth hour. In the sixth hour, it has all Dinei Chomish. Now you eat it, now you have enough from it. So in the sixth hour of the day, the Rabbanon made all Chomish in the sixth hour has already a Shem Yisra. And the Shem Yisra Chomish in the sixth hour. In the fifth hour, Chomish is Mutter Bahamah, and that's about it. In that hour, it's not a Chesed Shalitza. It doesn't have a Shem Yisra Chomish. The Chomish is something not an Abra. So it doesn't have a Shem Yisra Chomish. All it is something that is on the Gavra, it's on the person, you're not allowed to eat it during the fifth hour. But the Chomish itself doesn't have a Shem Yisra until the fifth hour. You follow, it's a Lumbishir, Dachasik, a Lumbishir, so I'll tell you, and after Mita, I'll make you understand it. Right now it's very Dachasik, it's just the name alone. That's all the Pesura has said. The name of Chomish in the sixth hour is called Yisra Chomish. So the Bakir about Nod has all these characteristics of Chomish. And in the fifth hour, it's not Chomish. It's not Yisra Chomish. The fifth hour, you're allowed to have enough from it. So the name in the fifth hour, he says, it's just an Yisra Chomish on the person, that the person is not allowed to eat Chomish. But the Chomish doesn't have a shame Chesed Shalitza. The name, he says, the Gabi Chomish of Hesed. In the sixth hour, you're allowed to burn. It's Issa. Hegdish is Issa. You're allowed to burn. You have Hegdish, which becomes the Basa Makala. You have Hegdish, which becomes any Issa. You're allowed to burn it. So in the sixth hour, it has the name of a Hegdish of Issa. You're allowed to burn it in the sixth hour. In the fifth hour, even though there's nothing you can do with it, but Chazal, the Rabbana, didn't give a name Issa to the object. If the person is not allowed to eat it, then the person. And the name in the fifth hour, you're not allowed to burn the Chomish Shel Hegdish, because you're not allowed to burn Hegdish, unless it has the same issue. And it doesn't have the same issue. This is the Brisker Rav Tzilis. We'll digress for a few minutes, and maybe it'll help you. It won't help you. But try to see how it is the supplies in another case. But the Brisker Rav Tzilis is that the name Issa Chomish starts in the sixth hour, and it's called Issa. And in the fifth hour, still has a shame happen. That's why you're not allowed to go. The Sura brings another case where this is an afternoon, so we'll digress. You have to know, as you learn in a day, you'll be familiar with this, those who didn't won't. So listen to it. The concept of Nafarna. What is Nafarna? Let's forget about farming. Let's talk about the practical terms. You have in your house, flesh of the pot, you cook spaghetti in the flesh of the pot. You put an inch of the soup in the potato slices. What do you do is you cook spaghetti in the flesh of the pot. Are you allowed to eat potted cheese for that spaghetti? You want to eat it from the pot, you take it out of the pot, you eat it. Are you allowed to eat that with milk? That spaghetti is called not by not. Not means little test, the deviation to making time by making time. It means the spaghetti got the taste of meat, it went into a wall of a pot, and it came back out into the spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Like the meat went into the wall of the pot. That's one that gave taste into the wall of the pot. And then, it went from the pot into the spaghetti. That's called nafarna. Now, in halacha, there's a big difference between nafarna sura, nafarna of something trace, and not by not to have hair. Not by not is something more. What that means is, if you have not by not to, let's say you have a tray for pot, just spaghetti in a tray for pot. Spaghetti becomes trace. By Isser, a not by not is Isura, even once it has a Shem Isser, even if the taste is very weak, it goes into a pot, goes back into spaghetti. It doesn't matter, it's Isser. So even if the taste is weakened, still is there. So not by not doing it. If you have a spaghetti that's cooked in a tray for pot, it's not by not doing Shura, and that's Osir, you have to throw it out. If you have not by not that hair, you have spaghetti that's cooked in a tray for pot. That spaghetti is called not by not that hair. That's not by not hair. Because what meal does it have? What went into it? A taste of meat. You just have it. Right now, it's 100% kosher spaghetti. It's a not by not of heaven. The halacha is that if you have a not by not that table, you have spaghetti that you cooked in a flesh of the pot, and it got mixed out with cottage cheese, that you can eat the spaghetti. It doesn't become instant. But the pillow, we have a minute that we don't mix it with cottage cheese and cottage cheese. But the halacha really is still lacking. The father will be lacking. And not by not a heter, if the taste went into the pot and came back out, if the not by not that had tera, that does not make the spaghetti off. Spaghetti remains. Look at even if cottage cheese gets mixed into it, you're still allowed to eat it like that. So that's the difference between not by not the yisura and not by not that heter. So we'll stop there. The Maccabi really says you can mix and choose a chesed. The Ramah says we have a meaning that we don't mix and choose a chesed. But the issue how lucky is that enough or not for a tailor is more. There are certainly that already got mixed in this morning. Now, the beginning is not. Yeah, not putting the chesed in the chesed path. And take it to the yam and into the chesed. Okay, so that's the rule of not by not. But if before Pesach, I cooked, not just the spaghetti potatoes, I cooked potatoes. And I cooked potatoes, what else am I cooking? I cooked potatoes in a college ticket house. I take the potatoes out, and I put them in the freezer, and now Pesach, that's what I want to eat. Am I allowed to eat potatoes that were cooked in a college ticket house before Pesach? On Pesach, I'm sorry. Paul takes that, he puts potatoes in a place to get in a hummus to the pot, that's not by not being sugar. Hummus on paste up is this. There's no shot. He puts potatoes in a place to get pot on paste up, that the potatoes are not by not being sugar, and they're up. Now the question is, if I cook the potatoes before paste up, I go on your dollar in the morning, on your dinner, or your dinner. I cook potatoes in a pot. What meal does that have? A not by not of? The Ogos of Vote Hector? I wonder what that's like. But right now, why would you go by this to the public? A Bria of? Alright, so which way do you need to understand? It's a machlokes in Shaila. So which way do you need to understand that if we're not by not of? The heck is allowed at least. Right? Alright, not by not that Taylor, everyone's arguing for not by that Taylor. So you cook them in the public and why stick with the right now the meat is just the cottage cheese, right now the meat. Why was that just happened? 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 The bottom line is that I think the Mahajan is shy. Some is shy in the hole. That's called not by not that it's heavy, because when it went in, it was happy. When it went in, it was happy. If I could use that one in. Others say it's not true. When it went in, it was already something that's offer on paper. It was Gitzer that just needed to wait. But on your gimel, chametz is also something which is usher on paper. It has a shemnis or a gabe paper. You could look at chametz two ways. You could look at Chametz on Yom Gimel Nissen that it's Heter. Or you could say, no, Yisr, whose time didn't come yet. You could call it Heter, or you could call it Yisr. There are two ways to look at Chametz. Not to discourage. The Rambam held that it's Heter. The Chametz beforehand has the same Heter. The Mela, because it has the same Heter, the Chametz in the fifth hour is still Heter. Chametz in the fifth hour is Heter, even if it's Chametz Shel Hagdish. There's nothing you can do with it. But in the fifth hour, it's still Heter, and the Mela in the fifth hour, you see, not a lot of burden. It's still Heter. The reason Rashi, and that's what the Biskubot said, in the sixth hour, that's when it becomes a shame issue. That's when it gets it's a problem. Rashi didn't learn like the Rambam. Rashi didn't type Talmud like the Rambam. Rashi holds he could burn it in the fifth hour too. Rashi holds that Chametz has a shame issue, always has a shame issue. Always. Just all year, Chametz is always issue. It's just, it's a potato. So if you have lechem aponim 2 days before Pesach, chametz. But chametz you're allowed to eat in our abundance. But if you have lechem aponim, or say lechem, whatever it is, if in the fifth hour, now you can't eat it. You can't have hanah from it, because chametz you're not allowed hanah from it. So menela Rashi Shita is you're allowed to burn it in the fifth hour. Because it has a shame issue. It has a shame issue upon it. Because chametz always has a shame issue. There's no time missing the name of it. It's always issue. It could be in the right now. It's Tishrei. Yeah, that's Issa Chametz. That's issue. It's issue of the Pesach. Today you're allowed to eat it. On Pesach, it's issue. It doesn't have to change. It's not like meat. Meat has to get used to the things. It has to change. To become issue. Chametz, Rashi Sheet is that Chametz always has a shame issue. Always. The Mela will be in Aparnas Mishtura. The Mela in the fifth hour. If you have Hegdish of Chametz, so you're allowed to burn it in the fifth hour. Why can't I burn it? There's nothing else I can do with it. It's not all in the Rambam. The question is, how did Rambam get this point together? Which we'll have to understand. But the Rambam is made, the six hours also the Rambam. The Rambam is made for him. So if it has a shame, it's a Rambam, it also has a shame. So the Machlokes is tight tolerance. Because the Rav says, it depends on how you look at Chametz in the fifth hour. Rashi learns of Chametz in the fifth hour that it's Issur. But Rashi of Chametz also has it, always has a shame. So Chametz in the fifth hour is Issur. If Chametz in the fifth hour is Issur, so you're allowed to burn it. You can't eat it, you can't have enough of it. The Rambam held no. Chametz is Heter. The Chametz in the fifth hour, you're not allowed to burn it. It's Heter. In practical terms, nothing to do with it. But it's not Issur yet. The shame Issur comes in the fifth hour. And there's a salad if you're allowed to burn it. What? It is not. No, but it's always common. It's always different. It's always an object which has an issue to eat on Tezvah. It's really a matter of what name you give it. It's the message challenge to be allowed to burn it. What? The whole year of Chametz is a double house of the test.
What did you
do
the whole year?
So, say it for let me ask you. Let me have what? Yeah, but they're going to say that the Tishrei was tested, and only when people start to test. If a Chayla, Chayla was coming to the day, do you need to eat it? Does that happen? So all year round, when you eat Chametz, you need to eat it. Does that have to be? The fifth hour, no, you're allowed to control it properly. According to Rashi, you might have a no. You're allowed to sell it. Well, so what is the fifth hour or 2 days before Pesach? It's also Chacham Shalisha, but I have a hesed shalt regard. It's just when Pesach comes, it will become Yisrael if it's owned by a Jew. It's owned by a Jew. So, yeah. Just by the way, now you understand the Brisker Rav thing, which is darkest case when you start. Now you see the two Sardim are very, very different. Yeah. That's a halach and hedges, so how many can eat it? A halach is, if you have hedges, how many can eat it? Not only not allowed to drink it. If you can eat it, you're not allowed to drink it. You can't make anybody drink it. Close to Dr. Bakiba, I'd like to destroy it. And close to Dr. Bakiba, you're not allowed to give anything. Hedgish has to be used in the best way. The cosmos is possible to eat it, so you have to eat it. Once it's not possible to eat it, so that's your kind of now we don't need to do burnish. It doesn't share the hummus stuff doesn't share. It has the same share with all your The oil you have has an option. So maybe not burn it. Well, it's not so much a syrup, it's a lot of sugar, that any time you can eat hedges, you can do anything else. You can eat hedges, you have to eat hedges, there's nothing else you can do with it. You're not even allowed to use it as a weight, it's all down the page of the divine essay, all down the page of the chair. You can only use it for akhila, for the Lord's akhila. So these are the two ways to learn up, term and kokame. So Shema Dafila, we'll get back to it, and hopefully you will remember to keep that. All right, so let's move on. The Gemara says, the Kuliyam Amiya Chamei, the Sheshai to Lamaila, right? Also, the Nam. Maya Serakat. Everyone holds that Chamei is also an Eretz. So Rashi explained the Gemara means it's also an Eretz. Eretz, the Nam. The Gemara will now have four solutions to the Kasha Minam. Okay, Rav Abaye Seret, and the next Sunday you have Tanakh Vere Bishmael, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. At the bottom of Hayyam Rav, you have Rav Seret. And we'll switch it off on it. So there will be four Tzuras, in other words, the rest of the week we're pretty much going to spend on the Halachas of Erev Pesach. And L'maisa, there are going to be four Pshatim in the Gemara as to what the limit is. The Nakuda that I have to point out to you before you learn the Gemara. And that is, so the Gemara is what you're looking to set it up for you. You can have four solutions. You have a Bayan Terrace, then you have a Terrace of Trial, maybe you have and you have one. And then what are the rules for you to try to do? And you know what you're trying to do? What are you trying to do? You're still doing that what? The promise is the promise is after the first time to the 14th. Do you agree with that? Nothing says I'm different. You'll be the guys of the Gemara. They all four learn that Chomet is not to be the guy. Okay? All four of them have a Chomet that's not to be the guy. But, okay, you said, you're the guy. You said, from the first on your guy. The two little Joshes, you see, you don't want to take it off a Chomet. You don't want to take it off your guy. Only a buyer and rubber, a buyer from Ak, comma, and Rava from the Sister of Holy San Christi, he still have a limud for Kachai. The middle two don't have any limud for Kachai. They only have a limud that is up in the Yadav. What? The way you learn the Gemara is the way the Kachai Shua learns. The Kachai Shua learns, there are two ways of doing it. If you could say, that they do the Baya, or you say the same, do the Rama, the Gabi Chachar. But the Yeshua takes the opinion that they're all working together with Habal. In other words, they agree to ask the Kalash, but just different shots in the Risha. Okay, this is the way you learn to do Mark.
And then really Rashi later is master that way, Rashi on Hei Amad Aleph. The Rasha on Hei Amad Aleph,
You learn with Rashi, you can say the word of the Rashi,
you'll get it better than say Shir Mahalat.
So Shir Mahalat is the Eastern Shelter, which is explaining about. What? So the way the Mashiach is going to learn is that Raga, the Mashiach is going to say the same, so Raga is all three, so Raga is all three, so Raga is explaining the two Shelter that Gemara just broke up. Gemara just broke up, he's got the other Shelter, the Rav is coming, but he's getting cut up. The Mashiach and Hei Amad Aleph, he really says to do more than this, you look it up. And he's got two ways to learn with the Gemara. Probably, to be a Nachmanina Lahava, in the Maitha, Lahava before this, because to be shining, the risk really kind of by instruction, the other being a Rabbi. And the Rambam, I believe, being a Rabbi instruction, not a Rabbi. Most likely, usually a buyer of a rubber would be very costly of rubber. But most likely, the rich being done only a buyer of Russia, probably because he held that the Mahbarit Club and the Tony Baby Shmuel are going with a buyer of Mahal. It's not only a buyer. And the Rambam would use a rubber's Russia is because he holds that Pachet, that rubber's business with the other, with the two rubber's from IBM. Right? And I don't, I'm not sure. The Russian folks, the story is that they're actually not that good. But Lamai says this is the, these are the two Mahalchim. This is Pshat, Pshat is so good. Plus Pshat in the form of the other. And I think if you bear this in mind, going through the Gemara, it's easier if you have it, if you have it all set up. Today we're going to learn about Ayin Pshat. And then we'll move on tomorrow to the other Pshat. Let's learn about it. You mean to say the Gemara is Lashon? What do you mean? See, the Gemara is Lashon is the Kuli Alma Miyat Chamech Mishrekar Zolomai Va'asa. Right? That's what you mean? Yeah, but Sheshaytin is the end of Sheshaytin. See, the Rashi explains, because nobody would have made a Gezeira, if there wouldn't be this Gezeira on Erev Pesach, they wouldn't have made a Gezeira of Sheshaytin. Rashi, the Kuli Alma? It doesn't tell you the hour at all. It just tells you there has to be some Yisra on Erev Pesach. The fact that you don't have to say it, it's an interpreter. The main question is, how do you know it's us on your doubt? Okay, let's learn Abaya, and we'll see if we understand what he says. I'm Rabbi. Shrei Kreisi. Now, listen carefully to what the Gemara is saying. It's not as simple as it might seem when you ran through it before. But read the Gemara in Rashi. Okay, I'm Rabbi. Shrei Kreisi. Siv Shivas Yamin Sarami Matu Bivakas. The Siv, Asa Yamin Sinti Sarami Bivakas. Pasei Sarami Bivakas. Okay, what's that? So Rashi learns that it's a seal. Tyson learns that it's extra. He learns extra, so that's a hot take, there's no problem. One part, another part, second one's extra. So Rashi learns it's a seal. What's a seal? Shiva Yom Sarim must be the case of his mashma, that he's in this value, you must say, for seven, every minute of all 7 days. And it says, "Ah, by Yom Harishon, that's the Pesach Yom Harishon." If you learn Yom Harishon means Tezvav, so that means you have to have some chalitz with you to destroy it on Pesach. That's a problem. It's possible. How can you say if there's a mitzvah to have chalitz? So how can you say you should have chalitz and destroy it? Okay, so I see the rabbis Abba also looking at it. We have a result. How do we resolve it? to say, you know what? This man, Isra Chamech, doesn't start from here, doesn't start from nightfall. It starts from noon on the 14th. Now we resolve the problem. How do we resolve the problem? You know that our Chamech is starting from noon, and the Mitzvah Tashbisu Min HaTorah is also by noon. Does that resolve the problem? Does that answer the theory of Shukim? Does it answer the theory? If both things start at nightfall, it's a theory of Shukim. True? True? Because how could you say, at the same time you now have promise, and at the same time you have to have promise and burden? The problem. You say, no, it doesn't start at nightfall. Shukim are talking about noon. I'm not allowed to have the same kasha. I'm not allowed to have chomish erev Pesach in the afternoon. And at the same time, I have to have Pesach, I have to have chomish in order to burn it. The same sphere, the same sphere you have, if you say these two psukim are talking at the beginning of Pesach, you have a sphere. You're not allowed to have chomish. There's a wrong pasuk. And the other pasuk says, you have to have chomish, you have to destroy it. The one says, no, it's talking about erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's not the same fear. Erev Pesach noon, you're not allowed to have chametz. On the other hand, you are supposed to have chametz in order to destroy it.
I tell you, I'm not going to have
chametz. That makes it even bigger
problem. Oh, I think you're not going to have
chametz. That makes the problem not started. You think it's clearly not started. You think it's legal at night for it. And you're not clear about it. There's no wish to have it. Maybe you're not allowed to have it because you're by yellow. Okay, let's see what you say about it. You have to know that the Machlokes Rishonim, the Ba'al Yira and Ba'al Yomase, start in Sur, the Ba'al Yira and Ba'al Yomase, begin on Pesach or begin on Erev Pesach. Okay, for those of you not familiar, Ba'al Yira and Ba'al Yomase is just a Ba'al Yira and a Chachamet. And this passage is the Gemara brought down, that's the Yom Yisra and Ba'al Yomase is a Chachamet. Generally, the Surim are mentioned together. The Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yomase, is used as our own promise, to have promise. See, the Machlokes Rishonim is given Isser, Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yomase, and Erev Pesach. The Ramban, the book of Talmud of Masechta, Perek Yom Olam, also says, says, in one dip of Kaidim Shay, you know, Nam of Asa Yechamish before the 6 hours, 6 hours, in the Shay Shay, so Lamayim of Masa Chamish, and after the 6 hour you find Karnit, which is kosher to you, the might be Yara, and you don't destroy it. Harei Za'avar al-Lay Yara v'Lay Yimase. He's over on Bayra v'Yimase. The Rambam's language seems to say that you're over Bayra v'Yimase on Erev Pesach also. If you miss the Bayra v'Yimase, you're okay. So rises is mastered on the Rambam. Because of arises, Ulai Saver Zaha Machabit, Misha Shai, so the Maila, the Layra, 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 the But Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yomase does not extend to Erev Pesach Mishra Shai to the Rambam. So Kuntai, that's the Machlokes to Rambam the Raivis. The Rambam of Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yomase does start from Chatzai. And the Raivis holds that Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yomase does not start from Chatzai. Now, I read you the Rashi because there are Chalukei Deis. This Deis in the Rambam is accurate. Of course, for today, the Rambam Shiva, that the Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yomase starts in Erev Pesach. Just know, we're going to come back to it at some future time, that it's not so partial. It's because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Chamishim Maaser, the beginning of the Rambam, he has a list of all these surahs. He says, so why you raya chame kosher? The Rambam, it seems to be a surah in the Rambam. And he brings down originally the Isra of Rari Yamasai, he seems to say like the Rabbi. But for today's purposes, we call it a Machai Shanaman Derivis. The Rambam holds by Rav Sartara Pesha Kasai. The Rivet holds by Rav Bani Masi starts when? Only a month. Yeah. Knowing that there's such a Machai Shanaman Derivis, coming back to our Gemara, how can we answer that? You don't have to Rambam or Rivet? Sorry, that's the thing. It says you should have Kaddish in order to be Kaddish. And it says you shouldn't have Kaddish. You have the same Tzuyah Tzatzai. That's the answer to that question. Why don't you have the same Tzuyah Tzatzai? Because Rashi would say holds like the Rises. Rashi holds like the Rises. So Ba'yirah must say that is after only on Pesach Tzrach, only the ninth one. The Gemara is only extending backwards the Isser of Tashbisu, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu Sarni Vatayta. So Chatzai. Now it's very good. At Chatzai Chayyam, there's a Mitzvah to have Chamech and the Sur. I, it's a Sphira to the Isser Ba'yirah Ba'yimah. No. At Chatzai Rashi and Hol, there is no Isser Ba'yirah Ba'yimah. So it comes out of Rashi Hol, but Shita Saragis, that from Chatzai Chayyam, there's no Isser Ba'yirah Ba'yimah. It would come out that Rashi is good. And this is what Terence says in the Magen Ha'alef, which is printed in the second of Kahari. He says it's Terence. And the matter he thinks this is a Raya, that it's not by Eloi, Erev Pesach. Because otherwise it's a Marduk Hashem. Otherwise you have the same Sphira at Chassayis that you have at Hashem. So it comes out the way we're saying now, according to Rashi and the Rages, every Erev Pesach is a Chassayis. There's an Isser Yichadis, that's our Master Chamis, and there's a Mitzvah of Tashkisa Tome with us. There's no Isser Ba'i Rabbi. Quoting Rambam, this is the Ba'i Rabbi, nothing else. According to the Rise, it is in Israel. The answer is yes. I'm not sure from the start. It has to be in Israel. So we need to extend it in Israel, and it doesn't matter what it says. It's definitely in Israel. The Ach, Kolach, is Ma'abashi. Yes, we have to keep the process. I don't know what it says. There's a master with a prior year. His two children were from. And he was a rich man. And he had a lot of money. But his business was a funny sticky business. I don't know which business to do. The sucker business or the sticky business. But he had a lot of funds. And as luck would have it, he died on Erev Pesach after the sucker. He died in Erev Pesach, he took a fight, and he only died in Erev Pesach, but the 10-year had a full of fight. So his children, when they heard he died, they didn't go and they didn't go to betray their promise, right? Because they were excited for the promise, they weren't interested in it. Even though they were the Arshim, they didn't go to make any type of city state. They didn't want anything to do with the fight. If the Pesach, so they figure, what are you going to do with the promise? Now, the promise, I don't want to talk about it. So they saw that they have to destroy the Chamech. The Chamech of Rav Pesach is after why? That's what we do on Rav Pesach. No, that is Chamech on Pesach. We can't see you but yes, he's going to come. So this child will take to the lady who will shoot a cross to the lady. So this is the one. The knaf is to do right or value well, value not. That's a clear. The knaf, the death of the short time of Shalva Pesha, is to put Jordan on value well, value not. You own it on Pesha. Who is going to value well, value not at this time? Is anybody eyes on Bayer or Bayer Mustang? The children, they're going out over Bayer or Bayer Mustang. They never got a gun. But they didn't answer them. It's not really matter because they don't want to be the answer to their own answer. The suffers through the test, all right. So, who was eyes on Bayer or Bayer Mustang? The father was eyes on Bayer or Bayer Mustang, but the lady Huda, this is probably in the Machai Sidam and the Rambam. If you hold it, it's the value of Bayu Matin or Pesach, so then the father is out of it. The father died in the afternoon of our Pesach. He's already 1 hour past the Christ. In that 1 hour, he does the value of Bayu Matin. And if you go according to the Shita Ta Rambam, that you are the value of Bayu Matin or Pesach, then it's not. You are the value of Bayu Matin. You have to be sure to find it. According to the writing, and we're saying now Rashi Shita, You're not certified. Because it's, you never know who's ever either by you or by your mother. I'll take up, you didn't know by your life. And I'll take up nobody else. So when you hit the right, right, the first time, yes, I'm excited, this is fighting, it's not like the number of items. If you missed it by your love, by your mother, then suddenly you're ready to be up to me. So not like the Rambam has right upon it. Now, the Rambam, I told you the whole system. So now, the next really ready goes to San Aristus, that's the real piece of the Rambam. But Lamai says probably in these two ways. Mm-hmm. If you hold this in this Abayi Rabbi, you must not have a Pesach. And you hold this always Abayi Rabbi, you must not have a Pesach. What? If the father succeeded the Midas on his deathbed, he wasn't an Midas. He deliberately held on to his body. And he was an honest, sad and honest, he comes to all things. Alright, so they do have to bring down the whole the detail of the story, but I was in 11 or 9. How do you talk to someone who's not around?
Can't you see?
I want you to talk to children. That's what you want. The truth is maybe it's just about this thing. Even if it is value law, maybe it's not just about how to do it in the other day. But the truth is going to end up that way, like you said. So that's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is from the beginning of the Shiva, maybe you just said this was an afternoon. That could be another afternoon. But maybe you just said also, he says it elsewhere, if somebody sold their comics to the guy, I'll take that in the afternoon. You're not supposed to do it. But let's say someone sold the comics to the guy, I'll take that in the afternoon. If the guy sold the comics, they run over the guy to sell them, I'll take that in the afternoon. You're not supposed to do it. Did he ever? What's going to happen? Is that coming to over the Tesla? If you're like the Rambam, you are even by Rabbi Yom Hashem. The person doesn't help sell to what? You are even by Rabbi Yom Hashem. And there's a plan. If you're all like the Rising, and I was telling Rashi Shita, then there's no by Rabbi Yom Hashem in that case. And there's no plan. So everything works out nicely. Rashi holds like who? Rashi holds. If the Rising, if you listen by Rabbi Yom Hashem in that case. No, the Rashi also played good. I had a good Rambam, but you know, it could be like Tyson. Tyson argued with Rashi anyway. So Rashi works out well. Of course, Rashi holds there's no issue by you, Rabbi. You must say an error Tyson. Everything would be fine and dandy, except to turn back to Dalai Lama Rama. There's a Rashi a little more than halfway down. Bainu Ramei, Bainu Rabbi Yehuda. Read the Rashi. They were made down already with the three good men speak to him, but I thought they'd never run in their eyes. Like I said, Chomet Eina Yasser, Min HaTaira, Yibal Yira, Bashila, Ela, Vishesha. The Rashi says? What's the Rashi says? And it also is the other side of the page. And the page is the one wrong. The Rashi says? Rashi seems to say that the future case is a very like a Rambam. They already have a great parents. And their parents is talking about says in the modern era, what's the first parents? We have a major problem. The parents will be fine if Rashi have like a rising. But now we have souls, Rashi seems to have like a Rambam. We have a problem. But we'll resolve the problem. Right now, it seems to be a major problem. The Rashi and Yom Aleph does not spin the Rashi and the way we know Rashi and Yom Aleph. That's one problem. Let's get on, go on to the second problem. The second problem is the Rashi and the Kasha, the Mutter Kasha. The Mutter Kasha. The Mutter Kasha, the Mutter Kasha. When on Tosfos Dibur HaMasa Megaraisa, we spoke about it before Tosfos. We spoke about it before Tosfos Mani. And basically, what the Mishnah sort of said is there are two ways to learn Tosfos the Army of Hashem. One way to learn Tosfos the Army of Hashem is that it's a mitzvah that when Tosfos comes, you shouldn't have come. You should have outside. When the man comes, a Pesach or a Chatzai, the Shabbat Kasi just should not have fun. The other way to learn, which we call Haishikita, is no, through the mitzvah that when the man comes, the doctor should have fun and destroy it. The mitzvah Bakumba says, the doctor should have fun and you should destroy it. The first he called Rashikita, but the mitzvah is the Shabbat Kasi. And the second he called Haishikita. But the mitzvah is the Kovatza. That was in my point, if you rationally placed it, and we said a whole list of Nachmanides, and one Nachmanides was, if you have to go out and buy chametz. But the other you have no chametz to burn. First of all, you see that it's fine. If you have no chametz, it's fine. That's what the Torah wants. So the place is, no, you have to go out and buy chametz, and be the kind of excuse of the Kovatza. That was in my point, if you rationally placed it. But then it's like, no, this Rashi only makes sense when Tosfos sees it. So how does Rashi hold the Tefillin circuit? What's the Tefillin? Shivat Yom Yisrael Lo Yimasi Debateicha. We now let our Chametz on after nightfall. The Tzivach Yom Yisrael Lo Yimasi Debateicha. And you have to have Chametz in order to burn it. Why do you have to have Chametz in order to burn it? Rashi is saying that the Tefillin means you have to have Chametz. Take a look at the Tefillin. Since you're chayiv on the first day of Pesach to destroy it, the cloud is not very much. That's what I should say. By saying that you're not a chavis of Pesach. Why? Because you have to have chavis in order to destroy it. But that's it. But we should look at the first day of Rashi Shita is that you're the Kaisa Shita B'Sheva Al Tasa. The Tashita is a mitzvah to Mekayim. Just by not having chametz, you're not supposed to stop to have chametz in the story. It's a mitzvah which you're retired by not having. So Rashi says it's a steward of the two circles. Rashi says it's a steward. One pasuk says don't have chametz, one pasuk says have chametz. Which pasuk says have chametz? The pasuk tashkisu. So to Rashi, tashkisu doesn't mean you should have chametz. It means you should be in a mountain where you have no chametz. You mean you have no chametz for the next 2 weeks? Fine according to that. So what you see is upsetting. Can we do the mercy? No, it means that by the first moment of Pesach, you have to not have fun. You have to make sure. Even if that was Pesach, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Hari Shoha by Shoha. Rashi given us a Shabbat Yomi? Because that means you do the Harish Shah by Shah. You have to have Chametz Shah Akas of Pesach. Rashi is saying that the truth is because you have to have Chametz on Pesach. That's going to be what Tashkisa come back and say, you have to have Chametz in order to destroy it. But Rashi Shita is that Tashkisa is the Sheva Al Tasa. So like Rashi, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying, you're allowed to, and it's a Kati Vaira, it's a Vaira says so. Kachishu doesn't say no. The Vaira says that it's an Ira. It's a Lashon HaKra. It's a Lashon HaKra of the Kachishu is traveling on. Because the Ira is a Kachishu. Unless you have an option of having it. Okay, I saw this carriage. I don't remember the answer. Somebody suggested it. What the Mitzvah says is that Rashi learned Abaya, that Abaya is not the whole Mitzvah like that. Rashi will hold that that's the whole Machlokes in this book. Abaya holds that the students are stricken. Why? Because he holds Tashbisa is the Mitzvah to come back there. Why didn't the other three Pshatim like Abaya's Pshat? That's the mitzvah. The Shita of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the law will be the Klah HaGadi. Without the Sphira, it's took him anyway, Master Yisha Meshach. He says, the other told him, there's no Sphira, Hapsach HaSukkim. So Abai is saying something, which is not true of Allah, but the Mitzvah will come back to what? Hold on a second. The Rashi holds the Mitzvah will come back to him. In Abai. And the others who disagree, they disagree because they hold this no spirit of purpose. So therefore, they disagree with Abaya. So Rashi says Abaya is Shalayla Halach. Abaya holds the Mitzvah for Kumbaseh. Not a whole Gemara makes sense. The Mitzvah for Kumbaseh have a spirit of purpose. Rava holds, I'm not going to use Rav Nehru Shalom, the Mitzvah for Sheva Atasa. We talk like that. But Abaya himself held the Mitzvah for Kumbaseh, and Abaya is Shalayla Halach. There's no problem if Abaya is Shalai Lahalach. That's how the Mitzvah Kunas turns up the Kunas. So again, Abaya holds the Mitzvah Kunas, right? And later the Spirit is living. Yabba holds, and the Nachabir says, Yabba holds, it's not the Kunas. So the name of Rashi Kassim is not the Kunas. And Abaya holds that it's the Kunas. That's how the Mitzvah Kunas turns up the Kunas. Now, if we're already going to say that Abaya is the way to the whole system, so there are two problems in this thing. One is the problem I spoke to you about before. Everybody must say an airplane test. And one is this problem. So this problem, we're trying to say, nothing on it. Abaya is hoping to come back safe, and everybody else is going to be. Maybe you could say the same thing. That Rashi learned, Mahalacha is Bayu Rabbi Matir Teika. It is Bayu Rabbi Matir Teika. Mahalacha, we have no Sphere of Sukkim. Mahalacha is the Shavah Tai. There's no Sphere of Sukkim. So Bayu Rabbi Matir does apply our Teika. This is where Rashi said, I'm down at Mel. You can go around that. The Bayu Rabbi Matir does apply. This Gemara only makes sense if you hold that there is no Bayu Rabbi Matir. No problem. This Gemara is going on about it. We're holding the Mitzvah from that day to destroy Pesach and to destroy Chametz Erev Pesach, which means you have to have Chametz Erev Pesach. So according to Abaya, the Mitzvah from that day, obviously there's no Abaya Rabbi, you must be in Abaya. You have to have Chametz Erev Pesach. So in Abaya, Abaya holds, there's no Abaya Rabbi, you must be in Abaya. Like in Isaac's and the way we mentioned Rashi before. I could steer up from Rashi and Yamed Aleph. No, Rashi and Yamed Aleph are talking about Halacha. Because Rashi and Baba Tama also end up by the test. It's a slave of our native ship to Shavada. Rashi also says that by Iran, by Iran, they apply on Eretz. It's La Halacha, he owns that one. It's only in explaining Abaya. Abaya here had his own Shisha. He held that Chavis and Tashis is the Kumbach side. And therefore you have to have Chavis and Tashis. So the name we hold is Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, and Eretz. So really what we're doing is both problems with this Gemara we're resolving by saying Abaya makes sense. Abaya holds number one, there's no Abaya Rabbi in the Okay. And number two, the mission is the Kolasa. So this is the two problems. I la halacha, machinani. La halacha, 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 la halacha,